This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You got your economic forecasts, right? We talk about them all the time on this program. Governments make them. Companies do, too. Also, on a day that Marvel's big new and hopefully for them blockbuster Captain Marvel movie opens, movie studios and theaters make them, too. Box Office Media, which is a company that projects and then tracks opening weekend numbers, figures Captain Marvel could bring in more than $160 million the next couple of days. Marketplace's Renata Sego explains how they know before anybody sets foot in a theater.
We can't do this alone. We need you.
This trailer for Captain Marvel features Samuel L. Jackson, one of Hollywood's most bankable actors, alongside Academy Award winner Brie Larson, top dollar talent. Daniel Luria, editorial director with Box Office Media, says talent's one consideration in predicting how a movie may do on opening weekend. But there's more.
It's a little bit like guessing the weather.
Luria says data crunchers also look at what time of year the movie's coming out and what else is opening that weekend. Also, how many screenings theaters are planning and how much social media attention the film is getting.
Twitter, looking at follows on YouTube and Facebook.
But a big part of the projection game is balancing that data with a smart marketing strategy. Jason Squire is editor of the Movie Business Book. He says movie studios keep their internal revenue projections to themselves and often share a more modest figure with the public because
if the movie's actual grosses are below the studio announced estimates, that is a bad signal.
But it's becoming harder to project how much a movie will make, says Dade Hayes, New York business editor at Deadline, especially since audience tastes are changing.
And a lot of times, it's those younger skewing films that are really difficult to predict.
Sounds like studios and data crunchers might need some superpowers to get a handle on that. I'm Renata Sego for Marketplace.